Lady Kiki here, Keisha St. Helen, about to host Youth Unplugged. And we say thank you to our sponsors, Bank of St. Lucia. I have a lovely young lady here in studio with me. If you are tuned in to our Facebook page, you will see that we are live. You can see both of us in studio. Chanel Lamontine. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm great.
You are great and wonderful. Let me tell you something. You see people like Chanel, she has a quiet confidence that I'm already, you know, feeling. I like to see that. And when I say quiet confidence, I like to relate it to even people like Julie and Alfred. They have this quiet confidence. I'm quiet, but then, you know, they're confident in what it is that they do. I don't want to put you on the spot, Chanel, but is this what it is? I feel that.
Yes, it is.
Chanel is a nail tech. She is a nail tech. I'm hoping that I'm using the right terminology.
Cosmetologist.
Let me tell you, we have to ensure that we get the jargon right. So the last few weeks, I'm trying to focus on youth in different aspects. I did pageantry. I did arts. You know, I did sports last week. Last week, we had some young boxing people here. They came from Guyana. And I decided, you know what? Because I as well believe in entrepreneurship, especially, you know, locally. Let me focus on somebody who is an entrepreneur and not necessarily what we typically would deem entrepreneurship, although we can say that most of the ladies who are managers, who are lawyers and so on, who need to look a certain way, those who are in the limelight and so on, who need to look a certain way, need people like Chanel.
Great. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Of course. Chanel, how are you doing today?
I am wonderful. And I'm grateful for this opportunity today.
Uh-huh.
At least we'll get to see a different side of the cosmetologist industry.
Oh, wow. Wait, okay. I was going to ask a question, but then you said that part. Why did you say that? What is the different side?
Okay, because many people believe that cosmetology is all about making people look beautiful, but it's not all about that. It goes deeper by brightening people's inner confidence.
Oh, right. We're gonna go into that. Let's go back and let me shout out, because they're probably listening, the National Skills Development
Center
located in BZ. We want to say thank you, because I actually reached out to them. I do know a few folks there. We say hello and good day to Dane Jules. She is protégé. I like to say protégé and coming out of that center. And, you know, I want to highlight as well, you know, the work that these agencies are doing to help better persons like Chanel in St. Lucia. Let's go back on your journey. How did it start? Okay. How did you know this is what you wanted to do?
Okay, so I've always been an artistic person from young, painting, drawing, and so forth. But in 2009, my friend and I, we went to apply for, well, at NSDC. But to be honest, nail designing is not what I originally applied for. I applied for computer repairs.
That.
Because I also like technical stuff.
Okay.
So
I'm sure a lot of people didn't know.
I know. Well, my family knows that for all sure. Right, anything right. That they want to fix, my cousin, her laptop, anything,
so
they would come to me.
You not nail techie only, but you also computer techie.
Yes.
All right.
So NSDC called me about a few weeks after and told me that there are a limited amount of students for the computer repair, so they'll not be offering it again, but there is a list of courses that I could choose from, and I chose nail design.
Okay.
So, back...
You know, sometimes they say if that door is not opening on that side, and the door opens over there...
Yeah, I'm going to go over there.
You walk through that door.
Yes. So, I went to the nail design class, I knew some stuff about nail designing already in terms of polishing and designing and whatnot.
I want to stop you there quickly. Mm-hmm. How?
Well, because I'm that artistic person,
right.
I always used to draw and whatnot.
Okay.
So, going into the class, I learned a lot of new stuff in terms of nails.
Mm-hmm.
And I could say that I was the best designer in terms of nail art in the class at that time. So, I stopped there. We had a family business. I worked as a nail tech there and whatnot, designing pedicures, manicures, and a whole lot. After that, I shift to pastry chef.
Wait. Let's back up. You said you had a family business.
Yes, with my mom and my sisters.
Oh, so they were into this?
Well, my sister was into hair braiding.
Uh-huh.
And my mom is into clothing designing, sewing and stuff.
All right. So it's like a...
Yeah, everybody in the family is artistic.
Doing something. Okay.
Yes.
Ah, there you go.
Yes. So, I went into pastry chef and I said, okay, you know what? I love decorating cake and whatnot, but I still do it.
Mm.
But cosmetology is my thing. Mm. So, I went back to NSDC, applied for a CPQ course, TVET CPQ,
yes,
level
that's,
2.
That's the new phrase this is, TVET.
Yes.
Ministry of Education.
Yes. I got certified, and there I took off. I opened my own business, Wash and Polished. And from since then, I've just been doing great things. And I would also like to encourage young people to at least take a chance on themselves, even if nobody's taking the chance on them. But NSDC offers free courses. There are people who don't really have, and they do offer scholarship programs as well as paid courses, and take the chance on themselves and educate themselves, because if it wasn't for NSDC, I wouldn't have been where I am today.
I can hear them, woo, yay!
Yeah. And it's true.
But I can hear a passion in your voice that you're grateful for receiving that.
Yes. Wonderful. And right now, I'm a facilitator with NSDC. I was teaching the...
Oh, you're a facilitator now?
Yes.
Hey.
Teaching the nail technology.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished a nail designing course with them. And I'm happy that all my students had wonderful remarks. And that makes me want to do more and go further and further and further. I would like to also big up the Youth Economy Agency at this time, where they provide opportunities for young people like myself.
Right.
Anybody who is within the ages of 18 to 35 and has a business idea, it may not be nail technology or cosmetology.
Whatever.
However, yeah, they could go to the Youth Economy Agency and they would assist them in getting their business started up.
I'm inspired listening to you. I can feel it. I mean, you went through the center and then now you are a facilitator.
Yes.
I mean, you know, giving back. You're that great.
Yes.
Wow. And I didn't even realize that Youth Economy as well is involved. So let's give you a little plug in here. Where are you located?
I'm located on Chaussee Road.
Mm-hmm.
That's between Courts and the Ruby's Gas Station. Yes. So I'm upstairs there. And I do every service that you could think of. Services in hair, chemical services, braiding, weaving, dreadlocks, relaxers, shampoos, colors.
And people, she's wearing her dreads there, so
yes.
Dreadlocks.
Nails, both acrylic and gel.
Mm-hmm.
I do pedicures, manicures, polishes, waxing. I'm also into tattoos and piercing as well. So
wait, hold up.
Yes.
So I'm gonna put a little bit of myself out here for those who don't know that I love piercings.
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. So you do this yourself?
Yeah.
We need to talk.
All the services that I mentioned, I do it myself.
We need to talk. I need to go to a break. I want you, Chanel, to continue to speak. I want us to continue to inspire.
Yes.
Our youth, because I have a little bit of a question, and even when we go on break, I'm not even telling you, because I'm listening to you, and I realize you'll be able to handle this question. It's a little bit of a, you know, question, because you see that type of feedback on social media when it comes to glam and hair, mm-hmm. makeup, and nails. We'll be right back. And thank you again to our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia, for making this possible.
Dream big. Make it your own. Home sweet gets you any style of home.
Switch your mortgage from your current lender to BOSL with HomeSwitch, where premium benefits await. A 4.75% interest rate for up to 30 years, plus 0.25% off with EcoSmart products. And get an unsecured BOSL Visa credit card with up to $100,000. Come home to us with HomeSwitch today.
BOSL. 101.1 and 99.1. This is Turn Up Radio.
Again, thank you so much for keeping it locked right here on Radio Caribbean International. Lady Kiki here. Keisha St. Helen. That's the government name, huh? We're having a conversation, talking nicely with Chanel Lamontine. Oh yes, right here on Youth Unplugged. Thank you so much again for keeping it locked. At this point in time, I'm just going to take a little time to read quickly her bio. Chanel Lamontine is a highly skilled and passionate cosmetologist, celebrated for her expertise in beauty and nail technology. With a deep-rooted passion for the beauty industry, she has dedicated her career to enhancing the natural beauty of her clients. Let me say, enhancing the natural beauty of her clients. I know why, because the question I need to ask next. And helping them feel confident and empowered. She has a talented cosmetologist known for her creative and artistic beauty design. Born and raised in Bocage, Castri, St. Lucia, she has developed a passion for nail technology. She pursued her love for nail technology by earning her certification in nail design from the National Skills Development Center, NSDC, followed by a CVQ in nail technology. She also developed a passion for cosmetology and pursued courses in hairdressing, makeup, eyelash extensions, and bridal hairstyles. Tune in today for more. And we are here with Chanel, so here is my question. I've been in pageantry, involved in pageantry, in and around pageantry, done pageantry in the background. I've done modeling as well. And I'm asking this on the basis of people having asked me that as well. People look at you and they said, but why would you need makeup and nails and all these things to feel confident? And not be, because I like the part where you say enhancing your natural beauty. What would you, how do you, I'm not sure if you've come across this, but how do you answer people who say these things? I mean, I personally know how I deal with it, because I mean, today here, people seeing me with my, okay, today I have my natural hair on, but then by next week I might be blonde, and then next week I have hair extensions, and I'm doing all kinds of things with myself. That's how I am. I like my piercings and so on. And then there are people who look at you and said, but if you're confident in yourself, why are you doing all of these things to yourself? What say you?
Okay, that's a very heavy question. However, I believe that everybody,
I mean, no wrong or right answer, but you know, yes, I just like to hear how you'd answer that.
Yes, so everybody has a choice. And notice I said the word choice. A lot of people don't know the meaning of the word choice. And we should respect people's choices. People have the right to feel or want to look different at different occasions.
Right.
And I could tell you, from a woman's point of view, when you do your hair, your makeup, your nails, you feel better about yourself. You feel empowered, especially if you're going through that hard time. And you get a lot of ladies coming to the salon when they feel their lowest, when they're at their lowest point. They come to the salon to uplift their beauty.
And just try something different or do something. Yeah.
And that would actually make them feel better. So for me, it's everybody's decision how they want to feel or how they want to look. Somebody may feel good with the natural hair. Somebody else may feel good with dreads. Like for me, I feel good with my dreads, and whatever stigma is attached to it, I really don't care. So when people come to me for specific services, I try to learn my client instead of judging them. And that's what a lot of people are famous for doing. They don't understand the background story of what's going on in somebody's life.
Right, right.
And everybody, beauty means different to everybody.
Right.
So beauty may mean somebody just want a simple makeup. Beauty may mean to another person, okay, I'm just going to have my hair done, but I don't really like makeup. So
right,
I respect everybody's meaning to beauty for themselves.
I like that answer.
Yeah.
I like that answer. And I'm about that, you know, allow people to be. You see the memes, especially the guys like to do it with, you know, why you need these lashes? Why you need this? And to which I just shake my head and I say, to each his own. To each his own. Some people do say, oh well, you're using this to cover up something, or an unhealed part of you, or let everybody be.
Yeah, beauty is just what it is. And if I want to look like a drag queen today and like a gentle lady tomorrow, it's my choice. It's how I feel. I wake up and I feel that I need to look that certain way.
Yeah, I've always been concerned about how people, and yes, I will say guys as well, I see more and more of it happening, about ladies want to wear washes. The it's like, for me, a control factor of wanting to tell somebody what they should be looking like to be actually confident. And I'm sitting down here like, but why are we having to go through all these rules? But that's cool. What are you going to say, Chanel, to young people? And I want to go like as low as like going people leaving A level, people leaving secondary school right now, TVET, even here on Radio Caribbean, we actually have a half hour to, you know, it's sponsored, but you know, we do understand the importance of it. TVET, and let me spell it out, Technical Vocational Education and Training.
So,
what do you say to these people who, and especially, look, you have your people who are in it, but those who don't necessarily have their parents who are in it, but this is what they want to do.
Okay, so I want to touch on one thing before I answer that question.
No problem, of course.
A lot of parents want to control children's future and their destiny.
Right.
And sometimes because they are, I'm not saying that you should not want the best for your child, but skilled workers is also a form of employment. So some parents want their children to be academically certified, but not technical and vocationally certified. And sometimes the technical and vocationally certified people make more money than the academic.
Quite a bit.
Not everybody is academically inclined. Some people may not receive the information and retain that information. There are people who are born skilled people.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage parents, if they realize their child has a skill, to encourage the children to work and build on it. For young people who are leaving secondary school, even for those who have dropped out of secondary school.
Oh, wow, that's a wonderful point. That's a wonderful point.
I mean, there are opportunities out there. I'm sure right now, if they go and do their searching, there are many, many, many scholarships out there for young people within the ages of 18 to 35, those who are living South CC, those who are living secondary, those who have dropped out. The opportunities for one and for all.
Yes.
And I would actually recommend that they find their passion within them.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what they love and further their education, because education in itself, whether it be academic or technical, it is an everlasting life journey. So I would encourage everybody to further their education, further their skill, master their craft. I just came from Taiwan. And it was...
Hey!
Yes.
Wait, hold up.
Yes. Yes.
Hold up. Okay, we're going to make a little time to talk about that, but continue.
Yeah, so I just came from Taiwan, and I was recommended by the Youth Economy Agency. And
wow.
I will say it on air that I am grateful that they saw my potential.
Right.
And me representing myself, my business, my country, the Youth Economy Agency, ICDF St. Lucia, it was a big deal for me. So within that beauty
when
training...
When you say ICDF, St. Lucia?
Yeah.
Is that what you... Yes. Can
that's
you just...
Republic of
yes.
Taiwan, yeah.
Right.
So me having to represent all those agencies and myself is a big deal. And you start at the very bottom. But look at where I am now. I started with nail designing certificate. Went to CBQ. Did some facilitating. Been recommended by the Youth Economy Agency. So that's just the beginning for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel. So any young person, whether you are academically certified, a skill is never a bad thing to learn. Because you never know where you might end up in life and what you may need to fall back on. So I would encourage everybody to educate themselves. Take advantages. If you don't know what TVET is, you could go on their Facebook page. There are many videos. You could go to their office at Vidbutei, find out what it is to be CVQ certified, because it is recognized right now, I believe, in 191 countries.
Yes.
So when you have that certification, you're not only limited to St. Lucia.
Sure.
Opportunities can arise
globally
in those other countries.
Now, let me tell you, I do really recognize that you say not academically inclined, but then there is this conversation now happening on social media that what is not academically inclined? Because when you go into agriculture, there's a certain science to it. I'm looking at, you know, even nail technology, understanding the chemistry and the physics.
Oh, well, that is like being...
Of how these products work, why they do what they do, why this one would be better than that one in terms... And I'm sure there's all the jargon and whatever it is. It's a science still.
Believe me, being a
cosmetologist... So I tell people, I believe across the board, even in technical and vocational, there's always some... academia involved.
Yes.
So people, you know, I I keep saying this, one is not necessarily better than the other at all.
Imagine, I taught a CVQ class recently, and most of the students is like, I never knew nail technology had all of that. Mm-hmm. Because it's almost like studying the human body. You could swear it's nurse or doctor you're studying.
Exactly.
And the only thing I would constantly hear is, I never knew it had all of that. So while somebody may be a nail technologist and somebody may look down on them, mm-hmm. if they have to look at the backlog of information that they are retaining in
there's
their brain,
science in there.
Believe me, the science is there. Yeah. The science is there, the math is there, because you have to do your maths when you're doing all those services that you're doing.
And to be able to manage your own business, you to be able to
do your accounts,
do your business management. Oh. There is a certain amount of things. We're going to end off with you just quickly telling us, how was Taiwan?
Taiwan was wonderful. Learning another culture's way of performing services, mm-hmm. It's wonderful, because I thrive on education. Wherever I get to learn, I go there. And not only about the education, but there were also cultural tours and visits to different universities.
Wow.
But
wow.
The most touching, emotional part.
I can see it in your face.
Yes. For me was, there was a specific university we went to, and basically it was concealing injuries, facial and limb injuries. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't too sure what it was about.
Right.
And it's basically putting concealing makeup for burn victims.
That's next level.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that was the most touching, because, you know, they have those sensitive spots and maybe they're still emotional, and you're helping them feel better about themselves.
And a sense of normalcy.
Yes.
Yes.
And it is the facial expressions and body languages of those burn victims.
Right.
At the end of the session, that was...
Let me tell you, you are giving me goosebumps.
Yes.
Wow,
touching.
Because I mean, okay, I'm being very honest with everybody. She came highly recommended. I reached out to, you know, and I'll be reaching out to all the other agencies, because I want you to hear these stories, to know that it is possible. That's what Youth Unplugged is about. And then now hearing the depth is giving me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that was a wonderful experience. And like I said, I was recommended by Ye. So apart from others furthering their education, if they have a business plan, mm-hmm. a business idea, they could also visit Ye, and they would lead them to the right direction.
And Ye, people, is Youth Economy Agency. So we do have the agencies here now giving that support. Chanel started as well with the National Skills Development Center. Let me big up again the crew over there, especially Dane Jules. Yes, thank you for giving that sort of empowerment to our people, to our youth.
Yes.
Any final words from you as we end?
I just want every youth in St. Lucia to know that it is possible. It gets hard. Mm-hmm. But you fall once, you will get up back. And you will get up back stronger.
I agree.
So further your education. Take any opportunities that you could get. There are opportunities out there. Search for them. Visit NSDC. Visit the Youth Economy Agency located on Chaussee Road. And from there, you'll have a productive life.
Wonderful. Chanel, you are very inspiring. Again, I admire your quiet confidence. And
you.
I would like to wish you the team here at RCA and myself wishing you continued success and continue to inspire others. I'm happy to know that you're a facilitator. I'm happy to know that you're going beyond the shores of St. Lucia.
Yes.
To be inspired, to inspire others.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, guys. We say thank you again to our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. This has been Youth Unplugged again. Join us again, same time. Next week, we bring on someone else to inspire our youth. Bye-bye now.